Praise the Lord.
Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Had a couple of technical difficulties this morning. How is everyone doing?
Blessed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's afternoon now. Had a couple of technical difficulties and couldn't get my Skype information in. I don't know what happened, so I'm actually on my cell phone. I normally like to do the video call so I can save that for later use. But I just greet in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this afternoon, and I just speak the blessings of abundance upon your lives in the name of Jesus. You have tapped into, picked up to royalty by Women of Royal Destiny International. You are listening to Apostle Angela A. Davis Billings out of Opelika, Alabama. And I see we have a few calls this morning, and I'm going to just allow each person to speak and say your name and the area you're calling from, and I'm going to just call your number out, and you can go from there. Then we'll have prayer, and we'll get right into the heart of the lesson on today. We have a call from 251-367-5362.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Prophetess Mia from Mobile, Alabama.
Prophetess Mia on the line. Bless the Lord. Well, we are just honored to have you on the line this morning, and I'm aware of your busy schedule, so you know I got to let you hit it and quit it.
Well, I just thank God for being able to be on here this morning with this evening. It's just a blessing to be amongst the women of God.
Praise God. And I pray that the men of God will join us as well today.
Amen.
This is really open to everyone. But as soon as we get each person, please, I want you to share just whatever's on your heart to the people of God today so we can just receive that blessing, because I honor the men and women of God to come on the air, and I know there's a mandate on your life, and I just want you to just share what's going on, because some great things is happening in life, and I want to give you that opportunity to share that quickly so people can contact you and do the things that God is putting on your heart for this and just the world. And so if you could just hold on, because I'm going to get right back to you, if that's okay.
Okay, God bless you.
Wonderful. Hold on 1 second, everyone. This is just really funny because I'm going to tell you. I am so sorry that this, all of this is going on. But, you know, Satan is a liar. And
right.
he's tried
Amen.
To stop me so many times
right.
unsuccessfully. Because you know what? When we know that we are called and we have a mandate of God to do a work for the Lord, that's exactly what we have to do. We have to get busy and do that work of the Lord no matter what, no matter the cost. We must be sold out to the kingdom of God. To whatever God has given us to do, we got to be sold out. And we're going to be tried and tested on that to see, oh, are you really going to serve him? That's the enemy. He won't know, yeah, really? I hear what you're saying. I see what you're doing. But let me try you one more time. I don't care how many times the enemy try to come and try us. We must still stay focused, still look up to the hills which cometh our help, and know
Amen.
That our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So I don't care what tries to happen here among us, we know this is not our home anyway.
Amen.
Our home is in glory. So I want to encourage you today right there, because I see that I'm having many technical difficulties. So I know that it's a war in the heavenlies on this show today.
Amen.
Come on out there now. Need
Amen.
Some prayers today.
Glory
Hallelujah
to God.
To God. As I'm speaking, I know you can hear me going in and out because I'm plugging up some of everything today. And I don't go by, you know, being so Miss Technical update, but I see that right now the Holy Ghost has given me so many hands. I'm just excited. Okay, let's see. We have a call from area code 540-645-8466.
This is Joanne Lewis. I thank God for this prayer line. I'm from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Thank God.
God, I'm on Facebook. I'm one of your Facebook friends.
You sure are.
I give God the glory, you know. I was you were talking about difficulties. I was emailing someone at the time when you when I got your message. And I'm like, and when I was emailing them, all of a sudden my printer started printing out, but I wasn't finished emailing. I mean, finished typing. Needed to type. Then all of a sudden, my printer started printing. I didn't press the printer. You know, I didn't click on print. And all of a sudden, the printer started printing what I was typing. I'm like, Lord, what is going on? And then your message came through just at the time when I got up to go to check on my printer. And I was like, thank you, Lord, thank you. Maybe that wasn't supposed to have gone through, but I thank God. I give God the glory. You
God,
know,
hallelujah. Amen, sister. I'm so happy because, you know, a lot of things are happening like that today because of what God is getting ready to purpose in our heart. And it's not about me. It's about the work of the Lord, and I thank God that I have ears to hear what he's saying to the church today, because we're the church, we're the body of Christ, and we and all kinds of things is going to try to hinder the work of the Lord. But guess what? It will not be today. It will not be. We can command even the atmosphere to change on our behalf. And I command the very atmosphere to change the direction that the wind is even blowing in today. Because
Amen.
God has a great work for us today. He has a great word for us today. And we are going to receive it. And so I don't care. If you could only see my kitchen counter, I have all kinds of wires because I'm not going to be defeated.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If I have to plug up and extend everything, that's what I'm going to do. And that's where we have to be in our walk with the Lord. We have to be just that sure of what God is saying in our lives. If we can admit this, if we can get to the place where we say this right here, then we know that we're getting somewhere then. All this other stuff is nothing. But if we can say, Father, I love you more than my children.
Amen.
Father, I love you more than my spouse. Father, I love you more than my parents. Father, I love you more than that job. I love you more than anyone in this earth. I love you more. When you say that out of your mouth,
Hallelujah.
Be ready to go up in the heavenlies. Be ready to go up because attacks are going to come for saying that. But I'm going to tell you this. Greater is he that is in me and that is in you than he that is in the world. God is greater today. He's greater. But when we get to that place and we can say, Father, I love you more than thee. Oh, my God. That's when you're getting somewhere in the Lord. I said it, and you better believe I came under attack. But I wasn't shocked because a wonderful apostle friend of mine, I'm giving her a shout-out this morning, Apostle Serena Watkins out of Montezuma, Georgia, when she told me to repeat something last Friday, my life changed at that very moment. I said it out of my mouth. It's one thing to have it locked up in your belly.
Yes.
And you know, men and women, sometimes God give us a thing to do, and we know it's not the time to do it yet, but we're holding purpose in us. We're holding purpose. Purpose is consuming us. We're just heavy with purpose, and we're holding it because God said, I gave it to you, but it's not time to release it. And I'm telling you, sometimes you can hold purpose in and you feel like you're going to bust. But you are so sold out to God's timing for your life that you would not dare utter what he says without knowing that it's the timing. And so I had purpose locked up. And when purpose came out last Friday, I screamed so loud I thought ceiling was going to collapse.
Hallelujah.
Purpose was that deep inside of me that when it came out, it was roaring like mid-waters. And when I came home, I had laryngitis when I woke up Saturday morning.
Hallelujah.
Just now getting over it. But I never stopped talking.
Hallelujah.
I hope this is helping someone today because purpose has a voice.
Hallelujah.
Destiny does have a voice. But it's in God's timing for it to be heard.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
God bless the Lord. I pray that that's helping someone.
Yeah.
Because I didn't stop talking even though I was at a whisper at one time. It was hurting people to hear me sound like that. You ever been through something like that where it hurts them to look at you because you're sick, you're not feeling well, or they like, oh, Lord, that's all right, don't say something, you know? And they were saying that to me, and I just kept talking. They kept saying, don't strain your voice. Oh, I'll call you on another time. I didn't know you were sick. I thought, I'm not sick. I have never felt better. It's just the sound that I'm going through right now. God is stripping my very vocal cords so that when I open my mouth, the true sound of the apostle will come forth. Well, glory to God. Okay. Hallelujah. Y'all just go ahead and praise the Lord with me. Praise the Lord. We have another call. We have, let's see, area code 334-737-4582. Hello, you're on the air. Area code 334-737-4582. Okay, maybe they couldn't get through. Okay, I believe I greeted everyone. Did we go over 706-333-5157?
This is Mother Hogan from LaGrange, Georgia.
God bless you. How are you today?
Blessed. It's an
all
honor
right.
to be on my first call, so I thank the Lord for that.
Say that again.
I'm just blessed and honored to be with you all on the very first call.
Amen. Well, we thank you for being a first-timer. We love first-timers. You're not the only one. We love first-timers because you could just jump right on in the water. Just jump right in. We're going to have prayer at this time and just invoke the presence of the Lord even more to come right where you are, right where each person is today. Those that are going to be listening to it after we post it up, after it's recorded. We're speaking blessings over the hearers today and those that will do what the Lord is saying. We want to just bless this broadcast and bless the means of having this, the Blog Talk Radio, all the staff. We speak blessings over them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just give you glory, honor, and praise for all that you've done. For what you're about to do, how we're truly grateful. But Father, we thank you for every martyr that went on because of what they were sold out to do. Those that came before us, God, they took up their cross to follow you, oh God. God, we lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you right now for your mandate over our lives. Father, I love you today. God, I thank you that you gave me the word to speak, oh God, that I love you more than anyone in this world. I love you more than anything in this world, oh God. I am sold out to your righteousness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to bless each person that calls in today, those that will be listening. I ask you to give them such an abundant harvest right now in their life, every area that is lacking in their life. Father, rush in, oh God, with your manifold blessings. Rush in, oh God, with your wisdom, oh God, of finances. Rush in, oh God. With your anointing, oh God, breathe upon them again. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We ask you to just blow over it, oh God. Blow over it, oh God, that we can receive your rainbow revelation in the name of Jesus. And the people of God shouts and says, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well, bless the Lord.
Glory, glory.
I just honor the Lord. I'm going to read something, and when I do, I will be muting the lines just so I can read that. And then I will come back, and we will talk about that. But today's lesson or work is about Rebecca, a true cover girl.
Amen.
Yes, a true cover girl.
Amen.
And we're looking for the Father's next top model, male or female.
Mm.
Will you be chosen? That's what we're talking about. You know, we hear the commercial, easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. Yeah, we hear. But all cover girls didn't start looking like that, did they? They became easy to look at, breezy, air blowing, beautiful cover girl. But when they first come into the studio, they have nothing on their face. Why? Mm. It's a reason why the artist wants to work with a blank canvas. Come on, go in the spirit now. Let's go in the spirit on that. Sometimes the artist wants a blank canvas because the artist wants to put what they choose to put upon that easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. They want to use their palette. Doesn't matter what you know how to do. Oh, I've been doing makeup since I was little. Let's take, but we're going to take this in the spirit, too. I want to give that natural analogy about it just so we can go deeper with that. So, okay, you've been doing it for a long time. But when you come to this professional, they already have their stuff. They don't want your stuff. They want you to keep your stuff where you need to keep it, in the bathroom, in the cabinet, whatever, on your vanity.
Glory.
And they want to work with a fresh face.
Glory to God.
Something that hasn't been tampered with yet.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to talk about that today. So let me get ready to read something. I'm going to just put you on mute for just one moment. Okay. I want to read a letter someone wrote to Ann Landers years ago. And it's about a husband and a wife. It's actually about two couples. It's about two couples, a husband and wife. All right, this is the first couple. This woman writes Ann Landers, and she says, "Why would any husband adore a lazy, messy, addle-brained wife? Her house looks as if they've moved in yesterday. She never cooks a meal. Everything is in cans or frozen. Her kids eat sent-in food. Yet this slob's husband treats her like a Dresden doll. He calls her pussy and pet and covers the telephone with a blanket when he goes to work so she can get her rest. On weekends, he does the laundry and the marketing. All right, now that is the first couple. Interesting. I know I can hear y'all, and you on mute, but I can hear you loud and clear on that one. So remember that couple. Okay, here's the next. Here's what she's saying about her husband and her, what she does. She says, I get up at 6 a.m. and fix my husband's breakfast. I make his shirts because the ones in the stores don't fit right. If my husband ever emptied a wastebasket, I'd faint. Once when I phoned him at work and asked him to pick up a loaf of bread on his way home, he swore at me for 5 minutes. The more you do for a man, the less he appreciates you. I feel like an unpaid housekeeper, not a wife. What goes on anyway? And she signs her name, The Moose. That's what he calls me. Well, Ann Landers' response is classic, and she responded this way. She says, marriage license is not a guarantee that the marriage is going to work any more than a fishing license assures that you'll catch fish. It merely gives you the legal right to try. All right, let me take y'all off a hold because I know y'all ready. Okay, everyone is off hold. Anyone want to talk about that letter? Anyone, don't hold back. Prophet Mia?
I was blessed by that because we have to realize even in our walk with the Lord that people will label us to be a certain way because of our title or what God has given us. But we have to realize that it's not about what anyone else is saying for us to do or be. We have to be how He created us to be.
Amen.
And that's what I got out of it. You know, I got out of it that we have to have our own identity. We cannot
Amen.
Let anyone label us because of who we are being said to be.
Uh-huh.
Just because you are a wife does not mean you're going to do the same as the wife next door. You have to know what your household is made up of and what you are supposed to do for your home.
Exactly. Very good. Exactly. Okay, anyone else? Okay, no one else wants to comment on that? Okay, well, we're going to go on. I'm getting a lot of static from someone, not sure who. Can everyone hear me clearly?
Amen.
Okay, praise God, praise God. Okay, well, we're going to go on. Let's look at Genesis chapter 24, because we're going to look at something. That letter, that's a true letter that went to Ann Landers from someone that was looking in someone else's life. And because of what they chose, because it's about choice there.
Man.
Because of what they chose to do and how they chose to handle their marriage, they were looking at someone else's marriage and picking it apart and calling the lady a slob for the way she was acting. And maybe that's the way that her husband wanted to treat her, and he was fine with the way she was working her household. And so it's just like Prophet Mia was saying, we got to work in our own marriage and our own identity with who God has called us to be for our husband. Because everything might not work for someone else that we're doing.
Amen.
We don't know how. And then another person, they don't know how long it took you clothes, not train your husband, because the Lord said train up a child. But for us as a couple to grow together and to learn one another. And so we don't know how what they went through to get to the place of agreement, that was working for them. So to me it sounds like she was really unhappy with the way her marriage was, and she kind of wanted out of that situation. Look, I don't like it like this. I don't want him to swear at me because I ask him to pick up some bread from the store. You know, I don't want him to just, I'm making all these shirts because the shirts don't fit in the store. Okay, so it sounds like a problem with communication there, and sometimes that happens. You know, so I just thought that was a little quirky little story, and I wanted to share that with us today. Okay, we're in Genesis chapter 24. We're talking about Rebecca, a true cover girl. And the reason we have that there as being a cover girl is because of how when she saw this man afar off, she fell off a camel, and she covered herself. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, and I want to open it back up. And Prophet Mia, I haven't forgotten what I said, so I want you to share in just a few minutes. Okay.
You want me to share now?
Give me 2 minutes, and then I'm going to allow you to share. I'm going to put everyone on hold so I can just go straight through the scripture. Okay. All right, and we're in Genesis chapter 24. We've already had our prayer, and we just receive that God is going to speak to us his word today. And we know this is the story of Abraham as he was going through his transition of life, and he was stricken in age, and, you know, he looked around, and he wanted to make sure everything was set for his seed. He wanted to make sure everything was in place. His son had a wife, and so all this was going on, and he heard from the Lord, and he wanted his son to have a wife. And he didn't want his son to have a wife from where he was living. He didn't want them to come from among the Canaanites. He wanted from his people. So he talked to his servant to go and find his son a wife from among his kindred. So that's what was going on here. So we're going to just drop down and just kind of pull a few scriptures out and just share quickly about why we should be a servant first. This was a representation and a type of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the bride of Christ. We see all four here. We see the Trinity, and we see the bride. We see the body of Christ here. We see the congregation here, the 10 camels that denote that's like a legal number for a congregation to be legal to say that's a congregation, the number 10. So we see a lot of things here that is happening. But let's look at the servant. Okay, it says in verse 8, well, let's look at verse 7, Genesis chapter 24, verse 7. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and sware to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. Let's see, that's the Holy Spirit right here. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham. I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and shew kindness unto my master Abraham. Okay, so as we go on, we see a damsel came out, and she had a pitcher, and she said, you can have a drink, and, I'm going to give that can drink also. Well, we see here, verse 14, and let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camel's drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he had done speaking. See, he had a mandate to go. But you see, he is praying. He wanted to make sure, okay, I got this thing right. He was seeking guidance from the Lord. I want to make sure, Lord, let her do this, and then I know that's her for sure. So it came to pass before he had done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. Praise the Lord for his divine word.
Amen.
Okay, so we see a lot of things happening here. Quickly, we want to acknowledge another call that came in, area code 734-620-4030. Can you just tell us who you are and the area you're calling from?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can. Let me put others on hold. Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I'm in Michigan.
Yes, and your name?
Cassie. Hi, Papa.
Hi.
Cassie, I'm at work. I found a way to come on.
I'm so glad to have you on.
Thank you.
Are you able to hear everything okay?
Yes, I do hair, so I have my headphones on. And,
well, good. Yes, your hands are anointed to do hair.
So this is my favorite story. Thank you. I bless God for you also.
Amen. Well, we're just getting started. Good. So this is the story of Rebekah. And as we see here, I'm going to mute because we have a lot of static today. Okay, so we see here that a couple of things happen. The servant said, okay, let this happen right here. That way I'll know for sure this is the person. Let her say this. Let her give me water. Not only give me water, let her give my camels water. She not only gave the camels water, she said, I'm going to give them water until they're done drinking. Now, isn't that wonderful? Not just I'm going to give them something to drink. Here's something to drink. Now, okay, that's enough. No, she kept giving the water until they had done with drinking. That means she kept drawing that water out of the well. That sounds like the Holy Ghost to me, drawing water out of the wells of salvation. And I'm praying to you. Oh, hallelujah to God. So we see that not only is he a servant, but she became a servant to him. She served as a servant. Hallelujah to God. Sometimes, we have mentories, and we're mentoring people. There has to come a time when we receive mentoring, that those that we're pouring out to pour into us.
Amen.
And those that we serve, we end up being served. It should be a give and give relationship in the kingdom of God. So she gives some water. And not only does she give him water, the story goes on that he said, okay, you're the one I'm looking for. went to the parents, told the parents what Abraham said. Okay, they were relatives. So he was like, okay, it's fine with us. And look what happens. Rebecca had the option to wait for 10 days before she left with the servant to go and meet Isaac. But she hastened, just like she hastened to give her water, she hastened to go. She wanted to meet him.
Amen.
And as they traveled and they got closer, something happened. She saw him afar off. Sure, it was him. But she was looking. Now, who is that? Sometimes in our lives, someone has come passing us or coming towards us, and it's not so much it's a situation of lust. We feel the presence of the Lord. Who is that afar off? She wanted to know who it was, and the next thing you know, she fell off the camel. Sister girl was leaning. That's all I have to say. She got her lean on that day, if I could just go there. She leaned so far over that she fell off. And when she saw that she was on the ground, she got up and covered herself. Well, because it was tradition, it was their culture to be covered before your husband, before you're married. Cover yourself before that man of God. Well, you know, we've gone through a lot today. Hardly anybody is covering themselves. But God is looking for a true cover girl.
Amen.
He's looking for someone that will reverence him and be covered before him and not try to just get in his face any kind of way. I've seen so many young girls that get in the men's faces and they show everything. Nothing's covered. So he sees it all. But God is looking for that cover girl. The one that will come to him. The one that will humble herself before his mighty hand so that she may be exalted in due time. He's seeking that one today. The one that will allow his wings to cover her. His shield to buckler her. To be wrapped in his love and in his arms. And that takes the one that will serve him. Will serve the men and women of God, will serve people in their lives so they can become that person to be served in the kingdom of God. It takes something. It takes great sacrifice to be a true cover girl, to be an easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl, to allow the Father to put upon us the beauty of salvation. He wants to cover us today. And I want us to just think about that, being covered by his wings of love, being covered in salvation today. He wants to cover us.
Amen.
And so we want to come to him with a fresh heart. We want to come to him without nothing on. Not fixed all up. Not having a face that it behind it, if, you know, we're wearing a mask before God. He knows all things. So we want to just, hey, Lord, here I am. Cover me with your wings of love. Cover me with your grace, your mercy. Cover me with salvation. Therefore, I will be beautiful before you.
Amen.
I want to be his cover girl today.
Amen.
I pray that you want to be his true cover girl.
Amen.
That you're willing to be bare before him. Oh, God, I'm not covering up nothing. I want you to know everything about me, God. I don't want to hide nothing from you, God. Lord, I see you coming. Oh, God, sometimes we don't feel worthy of that love that's coming towards us. And we want to hide ourselves from the Lord. Lord said, no, uncover yourself.
Amen.
I have something to cover you.
Amen.
I will cover you. With my wings of love, with my salvation, I will cover you.
Hallelujah.
And so it makes me think about a scripture that says, he'll give us beauty for ashes. all the stuff we've gone through, sometimes we want to cover ourselves up, but we have the wrong cover on. We have the wrong makeup on. We have it all wrong. And we're wearing that mask. And we're trying to say, this is really how it is, and underneath we're crying. Underneath we're broken, we're sad, we're hardened.
Nah.
But we're going to take the mask off today.
Yeah.
And we're saying, Father, cover me with your oil, joy, your anointing,
yes,
your
Lord.
Beauty.
Yes,
I want to be your cover girl.
Amen.
So each of you that called in today,
thank you, Father.
You can be God's true cover girl.
Thank you,
His
Lord.
Next top model. I say I'm the next top model. Come on, join me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless
thank
the name
you,
of the Lord. Well,
Hallelujah.
I just thank the Lord today. It's opened up for comments, but first I'm going to go to Prophetess Mia. And I'll just share, I want you to share about the message, and then just share with us what's on your heart for the nation. God bless you, Prophet Mia.
Amen. God bless you. I've truly enjoyed the Word of God today. The teaching is awesome. I just wanted to just tell you, I appreciate God for you being obedient, because the Lord has been speaking to me in a similar way regarding how we have to know that we are not of this world. And so many times we have tried to put ourselves in the same category. And God is changing up everything. He's letting us know that we have to go back to the original foundation. And it's
yes.
a blessing to know that we don't have to try to conform ourselves to the way the world wants us to be in order for us to be accepted. Jesus came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And I thank God for being one of his cover girls.
Amen.
A true cover girl is not someone that is going to look like everybody else. There is a
Amen.
Certain standard that we must take, and we must be different than everybody else. And so it's a blessing to know that God is teaching us that we can be who God has called us to be and not have to compromise. So I'm thanking God for that. I thank God for what he's been speaking and doing in my ministry and in my life, and how now he's letting me know because of humility. A lot of times we don't realize how humility can be a great blessing. But when you're humble and you allow God to do things in due season, he said that he will promote you. And so this
yes.
is the season that he's promoting a lot of us. Ones of us that have been on the backside of the desert seeking him, he's promoting us this year. He's allowing us to do some unconventional things that other people have not been doing to get the word of God out. I thank God for how this is an avenue that God has allowed Apostle to tap into, because we need to win souls at any means. We cannot just
yeah.
stand behind the pulpit on Sundays and preach anymore. There are things we need to do to reach the masses. And so I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited because God has opened a door for me to travel next year to Kenya to minister
yeah.
to the women of God with a ministry team from across the United States, and we're going to be taking care packages to these women and we're going to be ministering to them. Our desire is not just to minister a word and preach there, but to give back to them what they've lost. So
praise
we
God. Can you please give us?
Prayers.
Yes, please give us the website where we can go and give our donations to help with the care package. And I am saying this, I'm putting my name out there with her to go ahead and sow and trust God. Trust God in this woman of God that the packages will get there. The monies are safe in her hands to get the things that they need to get to take Kenya. So please give us your website.
My website is www.miamiamcgee.org. Again, I'm going to be with a ministry team, so I'm going to have on my link the actual donation link where it's going to actually go to Woman of God Ministries Incorporated, because we're doing it as a team outreach. So
Amen.
It's going to be a link on that site, And if you need to contact me, you can call me toll free at 1-877-406-0730. If you're already connected to this woman of God through Facebook, you can get all of that same information on her page, because I do link there quite a bit and put information on there.
Yes. God bless you. Thank you so much
God
for
bless
that.
You. Thank
and
you
like
so much.
She said, oh, you are welcome. Like she said, you can go to Women of Royal Destiny International Group page, and you can see her link there. And I'm asking you, Prophet Mia, to go ahead and upload that same link to my regular page.
Okay.
Yeah, Apostle Angela Davis Billings. If you could put it up there, too, and that way anyone can see it right now. It'll pull up on my page.
Absolutely.
So we just thank God, and let's put others on the line. I put you off of you. If you can just one at a time just share about how we have 10 minutes left. Oh, just one second. I have, such a wonderful guest on. I see 334-524-4633. I believe that's my husband, Apostle Ronnie L. Billings. Honey, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead, honey. You want to share?
Yes, I thank God just for, you know, allowing me to just hear this broadcast today, because it's true that cover girls in the world today should be unto God.
Amen.
You know, and you being my cover girl, I thank God for you. I thank the Lord, and I bless the Lord for, you know, allowing you to do the work that you're doing. I believe, God, that what you're doing right now is an end time work. And not only that, it's a way that the women of God are given an opportunity to express what the Lord has placed in them in an open forum. That
yeah.
Almighty, that the Father has poured out his Spirit upon all flesh. And, you know, as I listened, you know, earlier, I listened to how passionate, you know, the communication was concerning, you know, this woman in the Word of God, how she was a cover girl, the first cover girl. And
yeah.
When I think on it, you know, she was an example of how to carry yourself, you know, in
yeah.
the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
And that's what I know you are. I know you personally, so I know that that's what you are, a woman of integrity. Not only that, a woman of who has a love for God that surpasses a lot of people that I have met. You love God more than you love anything, and I thank
Amen.
God for that. That's
Amen.
One of those things that gives a husband peace, and women of God understand that if you have a husband, love him, and he'll love you right. And God is going to always be there for you. He's never going to allow you to be in a situation that you cannot find him. There's never going to be a situation where you cannot find the Father. He's always going to be there. I thank God
Praise
for
the Lord.
This woman of God.
Amen.
Because Rebecca is one that was at a place, at a specific time, to be chosen.
Amen.
At a place, at a specific time, to be chosen.
Amen.
And, you know, I think about Apostle and my relationship, forgive me, she's been elevated. She's an apostle now. I thank God for her being in the right place at the right time to give water, if you would, for an example. She was there to give water to me at a specific time. So therefore, she is my cover girl. But first, she's the Lord's cover girl.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
I love you, honey. Thank you so much. That was my husband, Apostle Ronnie F. Billings, and I'm just honored that he was able to be here and be online with us today. Thank you so much, honey, for being here with us.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all hear how my voice just kind of mellowed out there? He still has that way. I was real loud. And he came on, and I just, thank you, honey. He still has that way with me. Praise God for that. It's been 26 years. And he still commands my attention that way. So I thank God for, don't start me getting tickled out here, but I thank God for him and what God has done in our lives. For him to share that, share his heart of me giving him water, you know, that just blessed me. That really blessed me. And, you know, it's good to hear things, you know. It's really good. You know, you can be with someone for 26 years, and you still need to be watered, too. And so when he said I watered him, he watered me back, because he waters me daily with the water of the Word of God. And I just truly thank God for him. Does anyone else have anything they want to share? Don't be shy.
Yeah.
Is this Sister Fanny?
Hello?
Go ahead.
I'd like to share something. I thank God for the message that you brought forth us tonight, or today. I received a prophetic word this morning, right before I came online, I'd opened it. And the topic was Run for Cover. And I just bless God for that, because I would like to share something with the people on the line. And in the prophetic word, it said, when you are walking daily, led by my spirit, you will always remain in that place of safety, and none of the darts of the enemy will be able to reach you. And when you are walking in the center of the plan that I have laid out for you, I will always cover you and even make up for your failure. So I just bless God for the cover.
God.
I thank God for the
cover.
For hearing the message. And really, it's not just hearing it, but I heard something, you know, personally just for me. So I just bless God for that, you know, because it's what I needed. I really needed to hear this on today. So I just give God all the glory, you know, and I know sometimes he'll to give you an answer, you know, and today I've gotten that answer from him. So I just bless
God
for that.
Thank
Amen.
You so much, and please join us again on next Friday. And I have 3 minutes left, and I just need to wrap it up with a couple of announcements, and we're going to have prayer. So I've muted everyone, but thank you so much for dialing in today and going online. And please respond to the broadcast. Go on my webpage and put your notes up there for me to read. And I and prayer requests, if you have them, please post them, and I will definitely get those. So I just thank the Lord. You know, I'm going to be preaching in Pine Mountain, Georgia on this coming Wednesday at, I believe it's New Rock Springs Baptist Church. And this is in Pine Mountain, Georgia. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, New Rock Springs Baptist Church. Pastor Dale Turner. It is 1595 Sunnyside Church Road. And the hostess is Minister Shandrika Pruitt. The Lord has just blessed her through her pastor to have service every third Wednesday night. I pray that you're able, those that are local, if you're able to come and support me, please do. You can get information from me. You can call me later at 334-524-3820. And we also have an upcoming Women of Royal Destiny monthly fellowship at the Holiday Inn in Valley, Alabama. And that's off of exit 77 North off of 5 James Drive. The information is also on Women of Royal Destiny International webpage. So hit me up on Facebook. Father, I declare your work has been done on the air today, and we release an apostolic mandate upon each hearer of this broadcast today and the days to come, that they will walk in true holiness before you and before your people. And we thank you for this time, and we give you glory, honor, and praise for all that you have done this day. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen.